time for this morning's Mendocino Coast Health Report. If you missed any previous episodes, now you wouldn't be missing this one because you're listening right now.
Exactly.
But for anybody who might have missed previous ones or this one, we have them archived as podcasts up on our website at KOZT.com. And with that, I throw it over to Joe at the Coast News Desk.
All right. Thank you, Dredd. And first of all, welcome to William Lee, the Mendocino Coast District Hospital representative on the City of Fort Bragg's Emergency Operations Center. And today, William is joined by Fort Bragg City Manager Tabitha Miller. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Well, I'll bet, at least for a moment or two, you're going to talk about what was my lead story all morning, that in order to stay healthy, you got to get some exercise. And last evening, the Fort Bragg City Council agreed to a trial, and let's underline that word, trial opening of the Coastal Trail, so long as users strictly comply with the county's order. Tabitha?
Yes, so I think that's a really good point, Joe, is compliance with the order. And probably one of the key things, and I understand that not everybody who lives outside of the Fort Bragg city limits would be happy with this, but we have to remember that the order allows folks to travel the shortest distance possible to exercise in a safe and healthy manner. And so we can't have people coming from elsewhere to use the trail. We encourage everyone here in town, if you can walk to the trail and not even have to get in your car or bike to the trail, that's great. We're really trying to, and you said it, get everybody out. Our weather's nice, the trail's wide open. We should be able to manage this. The county does have some additional requirements on us that we have to remember. They are requiring, and this is the county order, they are requiring that we all wear face masks when we're out on the trail, that we not enter the trail if we have a cough or fever. We practice our social distancing, again, always keeping that 6-foot distance between us. Really, really basic things like we're not supposed to shake hands. I think we all know that by now. And then all of the benches, the picnic tables, and those facilities where you might congregate are going to be closed. And I know we're in the process of putting signs up to that effect and really trying to direct people there. We also want to be really careful and respectful of our neighborhoods. And so those few folks that actually are driving if they're living local and driving to the trail, that they be respectful of where they park, how they park, and not cause congestion in neighborhoods. So again, we're really hoping that this is successful. I know we have all missed using the trail, and it's sort of our gem, and we want to appreciate it. So, you know, let's cross our fingers and work together and make this work.
I guess the obvious question is the trail open right now, or can you have an approximate time when it will be?
So we have removed the barricades, so folks can go out and use it today. Again, but you do have to abide by that social protocol,
yes.
Social distancing protocol.
And just to clarify, the parking lots are still closed.
Correct. And the restrooms are still closed. So the only thing that is open is the trail for just pedestrian or bike travel. And again, be really respectful of the folks around you.
All right. William, let's get you in here because not only are you, well, of course, you're the mayor of Fort Bragg, but also you're the city's hospital representative on the city's Emergency Operations Center. Anything this morning from the hospital side of things?
Yes, Joe, thank you. No news is good news, right? And so the hospital has sent out 12 tests. 11 have come back negative and one is still pending. So thank goodness we're still without a confirmed case here in our hospital. The big thing I want to point out is that our city is going, and the hospital will be conducting a blood drive June 18th, Thursday, June the 18th, here in Fort Bragg, and we're going to figure out the locations with the city where we could have probably two or three different stations where people can come and donate blood. I think this community really wants to help as much as possible, and since there is a regional and a statewide shortage of blood, we definitely need our citizens to step up and donate blood. So that'll be Thursday, the 18th of June.
All right. Now, another thing I wanted to ask about was last night, Tabitha passed word on to me overnight that when it came to any specific city orders, when it comes in reference to the county public health officer's orders, that the council agreed, let's just keep things the way they are, because it's just going to add to confusion except in Fort Bragg, you can do this. I'm kind of curious with that in mind and the governor saying he's going to announce a detailed plan today for lifting restrictions incrementally. Any thoughts from either of you as to, well, you've approached the Coastal Trail now. What would be the next thing on the list?
So I hope, and again, it'll really depend on the governor's plan, and I, like you, look anxiously towards what that will be, and also what our Dr. Doohan's orders, when and up, and how they are updated. But I think that the biggest thing we're really trying to do is figure out how we can get some of our small businesses back up and running, even if it's in a limited or a different capacity. You know, this is financially devastating to our community, and even at the city level, we are facing budget cuts because of lack of revenue. So that's probably the next piece that we're really going to focus on is, what does that mean? How do we get folks back in business and back to work in a safe and healthy manner? So we look forward to kind of looking at the longer term here and figuring out how we can do that and what the city can do to help.
All right. So basically, the governor says, here are my ideas. Here's my detailed plan. And then cities and counties look at that plan and see if you can tweak it a little bit to make it more specific for the area. Is, I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, but is that how it works?
I wouldn't say tweak. What I would say is, how do we comply with that plan and the county's plan? Who, you know, these are folks who have health officials. They've got educations and medicine. How can we take those plans and make them work for us? So it's really working within those parameters and those boundaries the best way we can.
All right.
And Joe, can I give a good example of that?
Yeah, of course.
So one of the things that's in our current county order is that businesses that deliver groceries, food, goods or services, deliver or ship, are able to stay open. They're considered an essential business. And if you think about that, goods and services, that's pretty wide open, but it does mean that stores or businesses maybe have to change how they operate. So you may have to open up and do home deliveries, you know, work with one of the local vendors like Food Runners to actually deliver goods that maybe aren't exactly essential food and items like that. But we're really encouraging folks to consider ways that they may be able to work within the orders, but actually open back up, even if it's on a limited basis.
All right. Either of you, any final word this morning?
Yes, Joe. So since the city has decided, the council decided last night that we're going to open the trail, this is an example of us operating within the health order, but also trying to give something to our community that is helpful and healthy by relaxing the rule to be able to walk on the Coastal Trail, with the hope that everyone complies with the distancing and all of the other requirements in the order, but that we are able to continue to leave it open. So we just want people to abide by the rule and enjoy this beautiful weather on the Coastal Trail.
All right. Well, my thanks to Fort Bragg City Manager Tabitha Miller, and also to William Lee, the Mendocino Coast District Hospital representative on the City of Fort Bragg's Emergency Operations Center, for being on this morning's Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.